You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
We want to thank the Lord. We have our combined service once again.
神还把气息留给我们，让我们还有机会来经历认识他。
The Lord still give us breath that we may have the opportunity to come and experience Him.
就跟 Warren Wisby 讲，他说我们所有的生活和侍奉都应该是敬拜的副产品。
Warren Wisby says that all of our service and all of our lives are byproducts of our worship.
好，当我们真实的在这里啊，借着所有的生活侍奉来敬拜他，主的心非常喜乐。
When we come to serve and to worship Him with all that we have, the Lord delights in what we do.
我常常想起一个属灵前辈曾经讲过，他说如果我只剩下我只有十分钟可以祷告，我会用八分钟来敬拜神，最后的两分钟才为一些事情祷告。
A brother once said, if I only had 10 minutes to live, I would spend 8 minutes of that time to come and praise the Lord my God, and to spend the remaining of that time to pray and bless those around me.
当我们真在信心中遇见这位伟大的神，很多的难处，很多的要求都自动平息。
And in faith, when we come and encounter the living God, a lot of the difficulties that we face, they naturally just disappear.
感谢主。我们今天要讲一个题目，叫做同心靠神突破困境。
Today, again, we thank the Lord. Today, we're going to come and look upon this message, relying on God together in one accord to break through our plight.
听说这个 COVID 到现在为止，全世界已经死了500万个人。
And up to this day, I think the count for those who died because of COVID surpassed 500,000.
这五百万的背后 ，5 million, yes.
Worldwide,
yeah. 美国是72万，
那个 5 million.
每一个数字的背后，其实都是很多悲痛的人。
And behind every one of these casualties, every one of these numbers, someone is breaking, someone is aching.
很多的家因着这样子的事情而遭受到巨变。
And a lot of families, because what they have encountered had a drastic.Change.
所以一方面我们在这里求神安慰坚固帮助这些 受伤的家人。
And at the same time, we are here asking the Lord, Lord, please bring about comfort and healing among these families.
但是另外一方面我们也希望我们还活着的人，我们不要在这不冷不热浑浑噩噩的过日子。
For those of us who are still living, that we do not live a life that is lukewarm.
会发生在别人身上，一样会发生在我们的身上。
If it could happen on someone else, it could happen to us.
所以我们都要带着虔诚敬畏感恩的心度我们在世寄居的日子。
As with an earnest and a thankful heart that we will live our days, the remaining of our days.
今天我们要借着一个圣经大家非常熟悉的故事我竟然不知道是我小儿子那么喜欢的故事。
And I didn't realize today until I heard from Aaron that it's one of his favorite stories in scripture.
我们来看我们怎么样子能够同心的依靠神来突破我们目前的处境。
Let's come and look at this story together. How do we come together in one accord and one heart to come and break through the circumstances we're in today?
在这里我们等一下会提到几个关键的要素，它都跟我们发生关系的。
There are key turning points, key points throughout the story that has everything to do with us.
而且大家绝对不要只是在读一个将近3000年前的故事。
And I ask everybody, do not carry this mindset that I'm just reading a story that happened about 3,000 years ago.
属灵的原则一样会发生在今天你我的身上。
The same spiritual principle happens in your life and in my life.
因为时间的关系，而且这段是故事，所以我们就不是读中文又英文，中文又英文，所以。这里有三段的经文，第一段跟第三段我用中文读，第二段请威廉用英文读哈。
Because of the limitation of time and it's a story, I ask everybody to read along. But the first and the third portion, we'll read it in Chinese. The verses 6 through 15, we'll read it in English.
但是 PowerPoint 都会打出来，所以大家可以用自己的语言继续读。
So whatever language that you have, we ask everyone to read it out loud.
撒母耳记上13:5-7。非利士人聚集要与以色列人征战，有车30,000，马兵6,000，步兵像海边的沙那样多， 就上来在伯雅文东边的密抹安营。以色列百姓见自己极为其窘迫，就藏在山洞、丛林、石穴、隐秘处和坑中。有些希伯来人过了约旦河，逃到加德和基列地。扫罗还是在吉甲，百姓都战战兢兢地跟随他。接下来是14:6-14，我们请威廉用英文读。
1 Samuel 14:6-15, which please read along with me. Then Jonathan said to the young man who bore his armor, Come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few. So his armor bearer said to him, Do all that is in your heart. Go then, here I am with you, according to your heart.Then Jonathan said, Very well, let us cross over to these men, and we will show ourselves to them. If they say thus to us, Wait until we come to you, then we will stand still in our place and not go up to them. But if they say to us, Come up to us, then we will go up, for the Lord has delivered them into our hands, and this will be a sign to us. So both of them showed themselves to the garrison of the Philistines.And the Philistines said, Look, the Hebrews are coming out of the holes where they have hidden. Then the men of the garrison called to Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, Come up to us, and we will show you something. Jonathan said to his armor bearer, Come up after me, for the Lord has delivered them into the hand of the Israel. And Jonathan climbed up on his hands and knees, and his armor bearer after him, and they fell before Jonathan. And as he came after him,His armor bearer killed them. The first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within about half an acre of land. And there was trembling in the camp, in the field, and among all the people. The garrison and the raiders also trembled, and the earth quaked, so that it was a very great trembling.
光听你读圣经就知道你是很会讲故事的爸爸。
Thank you, Pastor.
14:20-23，扫罗和跟随他的人都聚集来到战场，看见非利士人用刀互相击杀，大大慌乱。从前由四方来跟随非利士军的希伯来人，现在也转过来帮助跟随扫罗和约拿丹的以色列人了。那藏在以法莲山地的以色列人听说非利士人逃跑，就出来紧紧地追杀他们。那日耶和华使以色列人得胜，一直到伯雅文。好，我们一起把背诵经文也读一下啊。
Let's read the memorization verse together today.
其实利未记26:8，它是建立在第三节，说你们若遵行我的律例，谨守我的诫命。
And so again, verse 8 of what we're about to read is built upon verse 3. It says, "If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them."
当我们在这里顺服神的时候
，When we are obedient unto the Lord.
一方面，神可能让平安临到我们，没有战争临到我们。
On the one hand, the Lord may allow peace, such that there is no warfare that will come to us.
但是另外一方面，当仇敌真来的时候
，But when the enemy really does come,
神说他们必要倒在你们刀下，然后底下就接着我们现在的背诵经文，你们五个人要追赶100人，100人要追赶10,000人，仇敌必倒在你们的刀下。
So they will fall by the sword before you. 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemy shall fall by the sword before you.
其实这个故事我也很喜欢啊。
And actually, I love this particular story too.
从我20多年前第一次讲到现在，我起码讲过2-3次在不同的地方。
20 some years ago until now, I've spoken on this story at least 2-3 times at various places.
那我觉得今天在这样子的一个局面底下，我觉得这样子的信息对我们，包括对我都是很重要的。
And I believe that in the circumstances that we're all facing today, myself included, this message is very significant for us.
首先，我们在这里看见难处的临到，甚至仇敌。神容许仇敌来攻击的时候，他其实提供了我们经历神的机会。
We want to see that even though we see the trials and difficulties and even warfare comes, God is actually giving us an opportunity to come to experience Him.
在我们人生的路上，你不可能不碰到难处。
And this life journey, it is impossible for us not to encounter difficulties.
所以不要盼望或羡慕。做一个没有难处不会碰到难处的人。
So don't hope and long for to be a person that you would never encounter difficulties.
当然我们不要去自找苦吃。
Of course, we're not going to go look for them, right?
而是说当环境临到的时候。
But what circumstances comes along our way.
尤其这些我们觉得很难去面对，很难去突破的环境临到的时候。
Particularly those circumstances we find that it is so difficult for us to face or so difficult to break through.
它提供了我们第一手可以来经历神认识我们所信的到底是谁的机会。
It's provided us an opportunity for us to experience God and who He is firsthand.
让我们在这样子的环境经过之后，我们的生命还有我们跟神的关系就一定得到增长。
That as we go through these circumstances and these difficulties, that our relationship and our life with God will grow.
所以对加勒跟约书亚来说，他们说仇敌是我们的食物。
As for Caleb and Joshua, you guys remember, he said our enemy is our food.
别人看仇敌吓死了。但是他们却认为仇敌是他们的食物。
And when people look at their enemies and they are fearful, but these two men says they are our food.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒长进的食物很多，哈，圣经啊，聚会啊，属灵的供应。但是有一个圣经上告诉我们是仇敌是我们的食物。
The Bible tells us there are actually a lot of opportunity for us to grow: scripture, prayer, our meetings, our time drawing near to the Lord. But the scripture tells us particularly that our enemy is our food.
不光仇敌是我们的食物，每一次碰到征战的时候是宴席。
Not only is the enemy our food, but every time there's a battle, it's actually a banquet feast.
这个不是我们谁说的哈，随便说的。大卫说，在我仇敌面前，你为我摆设宴席。
We don't say this casually.Because David proclaims that in the presence of my enemy, you have established a banquet, established a table.
所以以前才会有一个韩国牧师说，小仇敌小宴席，大仇敌大宴席，没仇敌没得吃。
There's a Korean pastor that used to say that small battles is a small feast, a big enemy, a big feast. When we don't have enemies, we have nothing to eat.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个神提供我们，让我们可以经历他，认识他。生命长进和他的关系不一样的机会。
And again, I want to say this is an opportunity that God has afforded to us that we may draw closer and to know Him more intimately.
所以关键在于我们怎么去面对我们的难处。
So it has everything to do with how do we face our challenges.
关键是在于当你被困住的时候，你是用什么态度来回应这样子的环境。
The criticality is when you are encircled, when you are trapped.How do you face these circumstances?
如果你今天没有难处，我为你感谢神，但是你仍然需要听，因为你将来一定会有。
If you have no difficulties today, I thank the Lord for you, but please pay attention because one day difficulties will come.
如果你今天跟我一样在难处中，我们都需要再听。
And if today you are like me in the midst of difficulties, we all need to come and hear it again.
所以在这里你就发现，当人有不同的反应的时候。
So we see that as people respond to these trials and difficulties differently,
在整个过程他们的经历还有最后的结果都是截然不同的。
And the process of how they face these trials and their outcome is vastly different.
刚才我们读的13章第6节跟第7节我们看见神百姓 有很多很多的反应。
And we see that the people of God have many, many different responses as we read earlier in Samuel chapter 13.
他们有的用藏的，有的用逃的，有的人恐惧战惊的，无可奈何的留守，有的人干脆投降到仇敌那里去。
And there's some people that hid, some people that ran or escaped, some people were trembling, some people compromised, or they even surrendered to their enemies.
这是第一种的人的反应，就是神不在其中。
And this is the first group of first type of response is that this group of people felt that God is not with them.
他们完全凭着自己的力量、自己的判断、自己的方法去面对他们的局面。
That by their own strength, by their own understandings, by their own ways, they are facing and dealing with what they're facing.
那弟兄姊妹，这个局面其实是非常凄惨的一个局面。
And brothers and sisters, for me to take you to a better illustration, this is actually a very tragic scene that we're seeing.
刚才讲到腓力士人，这个光步兵就像海沙那么多。
And the scripture tells us that the number of the Philistines, the vastness of that army is like the sand by the seashore.
更不要说他们有那个时代的坦克车哈，就是战车马兵。
And not to say that they have their equivalent of tanks in those days. They have their chariots and their horses.
你们知道以色列人有多少人吗
？You know how many are in the camp of Israel?
600个人。
600。
600个人。
600。
要去面对多如海沙又有那么多战车马兵的非利士人，你说这场仗怎么打？
To face an army that surpasses the number of the sand by the seashore, who has horses and chariots, how would you go to battle with them?
用我们的俗话来说，你弄脚去想都是必败无疑的。
And if you were to think with your feet, you know that you're going to lose.
不可能打的一场仗。
It is impossible for you to come to the conclusion that you will win.
所以藏的藏，逃的逃，躲的躲，投降的投降。
And therefore, there are those who hid, those who ran, those who were still trembling, and those who surrendered.
这是一个很自然的反应。
It is a very natural response.
所以他们藏在山洞，藏在丛林，藏在石穴，藏在隐秘处，藏在空中，藏在坑中。
So they hid in the caves and the thickets and the rocks and the holes and they were hiding in the pits.
弟兄姊妹就是躲。
So they hid.
让自己不要受到伤害。
So that they would not suffer harm.
所以我每次读到这个底波拉打仗的时候，那些流便人躲在自己的这个溪水边帐篷内，听着羊群，听着笛声，看着羊群，我就生气了。
Whenever I read about Deborah and when the Israelites were at warfare and the Reubenites, they were by the brooks and they were just listening to music and not being involved. I get really angry.
在神家危难的时候，他们坐在那里听着笛子的声音。
When the house of the Lord was under difficulties, they were still sitting there enjoying their music.
看着他们的羊群，欣赏美景，在河边，多舒服的日子。
And they were watching their flocks by the brooks. What wonderful days that they
enjoyed. 任凭其人，别人敢死拼命，为了神家，为了拯救神家。
Everybody else, they can give up their lives for the sake of the house of the Lord, but no, we're going to stay here.
那以前我说过，我们三十多年的教会有一个姊妹，有一次跑来找我跟于师母。
30-some years ago, there was a sister that came to talk to myself and Pastor Nancy.
她说，我觉得今天的传道人讲话冲着我来的，他说我准备软弱三个月不服侍了。
And I think the speaker was speaking directly to me today. I feel I'm just feeling hurt, and I'm not going to serve for 3 months.
还有人赖皮赖皮到这个地步啊
！And they would be so shameful to this extent.
要挖个洞把自己埋三个月躲起来。
And they feel like they need to dig a hole that they will hide themselves for 3 months.
有的逃，能够逃就逃，有办法有本事的就逃了。
And so those who were able to escape, they were able to escape. They ran.
你看阿富汗这一次，对不对？多少人想出来出不来
？And so many people we see on the news at the withdrawal at Afghanistan. So many people want to leave, they couldn't leave.
这都是人解决难处的方法。
These are all man's way of dealing with these difficulties. We can't say that they're wrong.
1980年呢是经济非常低谷的时候。
In the 1980s, when the financial economy was falling pretty rapidly.
那时候我在的那家公司每三到六个月一定有一大批的 layoff.
And I was working at a particular company. Every 3 to 6 months, there would be a vast number of people that would be laid off.
从我进这个公司到我最后离开这个公司，公司的股票跌了100倍，不是因为我。
And the stocks for this particular company fell 100-fold from the time that I started working there till the time I left.
你就看见这个公司一直往下走。
And you see this company begins to fall.
我的同事一个的离开。
And all my colleagues, one by one, they all left.
其实我要离开非常容易。
And it's very easy for me to leave.
但是我就不知道为什么我每次去主面前祷告的时候，主说不准走。
And every time I wanted to leave, I come and I ask the Lord says, no, you can't leave.
这个叫做学习过信心生活。
And this is learning how to live by faith.
我们的脚步在神的手中。
Our feet, our path, they are in God's hands.
我们一动一静在乎他的带领，因主活住。
Every step that we take, it is based on his leading.
所以我多熬了半年多，直到神说可以走我才走。
And I stay there for another year and a half until the Lord gave me permission to go.
但弟兄姊妹碰到这种要需要换公司，需要换教会，甚至有人还换配偶，以为这样子跑掉就可以解决问题，其实这个不是神要我们做的。
And some people feel that, you know, I could just get another job, I could go find another church, or maybe find a different mate. And our way of running away is not the way God wants us to deal with problems.
我不是说不能换公司哈，也不能够有 relocation， 是你必须祷告来的。
I'm not saying you can't change your job. I'm not saying you can't relocate, but you need to bring about those decisions through prayer.
那有一些走不了的，只好战战兢兢地留下来陪着扫罗600个人。
And so those people that can't run and they can't hide, they They could but stay, but they stay trembling to stay with the king.
你不要觉得他们为什么战战兢兢，我刚才已经讲过了，多如海沙跟六百个人。
And again, you may be thinking, well, why are they trembling? Now remember, they're facing an army that is as numerous as the sand by the seashore.
但是弟兄姊妹，我需要在这里岔开去提一下，就是许多的时候我们征战失败，不是在战场上才失败。
And brother and sister, I want to say this to everyone. Oftentimes, we did not lose the battle at the battlefield.
而是在战场没有征战没有发生之前，我们已经先失败了。
It is that we have already lost before the battle has even begun.
我们平常生活的方式，我们对神的态度，各方面已经让我们远离神，已经离开了我们可以得胜的这种。
The way we live our days, our relationship with the Lord has already pulled us away. We are distancing ourselves away from the Lord, that we've lost our strength for warfare.
你知道在三百多年前，当约书亚进迦南的时候，以色列大概有六十万大军。
About 300 years before this event, when Joshua entered the land of Canaan, they had the army that was sizable to 600,000.
然后当扫罗刚刚做王的时候跟亚门人打仗那时候还有33万人。
And when Saul first became king, when they were battling the Ammonites, they had 330,000 men.
隔了一章以后对非利士人打仗那次只有3000个人。
And then after a chapter, you see that the army has fell to only 3,000 men.
最后到了这场战争的时候，只剩下600个人。
And you come to this particular battle, there are only 600 men.
弟兄姊妹，这个失败不是当天才显明的，早就已经发生了。
Brothers and sisters, this predicament, this losing of this battle, what they're facing, did not happen on that day. It already happened many, many years ago.
尤其大家回家有空的话，读撒母耳记十三章，你发现那个时候非利士人把以色列所有的铁匠全部废掉，以色列中没有一个铁匠。
And you see in 1 Samuel chapter 13 that the Philistines has taken away or removed all the blacksmith from among the people of Israel.
他们只准许以色列人留下锄子、铲子这种谋生的工具，但是不准他们制造兵器和刀枪。
They did not allow the people of Israel to manufacture weapons of warfare. They only allowed them tools for farming.
换句话说，神的儿女们只留下了可以谋生的能力，却没有征战的能力。
In other words, to say that the children of God only has the ability to sustain their daily living, but they did not have the strength to do warfare.
所以圣经上那个时候不准有铁匠，然后接下来到了征战的时候，除了扫罗跟约拿单，没有一个人手里有刀有枪的。
And because the Philistine would not allow any blacksmith among the people of Israel, on that day of warfare, the only one that had weapons was Saul and Jonathan.
弟兄姊妹，你不觉得今天这是一个神家的写照吗？
Do you not see that this is a very, the very story of what is happening in the house of God today?
今天来到神家里面，希望神祝福我们，神帮助我们，让我们可以谋生，可以在生活中过得好的人。这个力量有，但是征战的人越来越少。
We have the strength, the capacity in the house of God today for those who would come and say, Lord, please bless me that I may live my days. But there are very, very few that has the power to do warfare.
到了六百个人。
They come to 600.
接下来大卫做王。
And then we see David became king.
你知道大卫做王全国有多少的战士吗？
Do you know when David became king, what is the size and the number of the army of Israel?
130万。
1.3 million.
比进迦南还多了一倍。
It is twice the number of the size of the army when they went into Canaan.
比这600个人多了2000倍。
A 2,000 fold compared to the 600 men at this battle.
弟兄姊妹，神家的兴亡不是在战场上显出来的，在平常就显出来
了。Brothers, the rise and the fall of the house of God is not revealed on the battlefield. It's already revealed in the ordinary days.
战场不过显明我们的本相，显明我们的实情。
The battlefield only reveals what we are, who we really are.
在你我今天的遭遇里面，不管是 COVID， 不管是失业，不管是夫妻的感情，不管是属灵的软弱，弟兄姊妹，这个都不过是显明而已。
Brothers and sisters, regardless of what conditions we are in, whether it's COVID, whether it's at work, whether our relationship and our families with our spouse, all these things but reveal who we are.
失败的原因，失败的种子早就存在了。
Those seeds of failure, of distress has already been planted.
所以我们需要求神帮助我们，让我们在主的面前能够很谦卑。
So we need to humbly and come before the Lord and ask the Lord to help us that we may actually face our conditions today.
在这里还有一些人就妥协，就投降了，干脆跑到仇敌那里去。
And again, we see that there are men who just compromised. They surrendered. They gave themselves to the enemy.
你千万不要以为我们不会犯这种错。
Do not ever think that we would never commit such error.
今天神家有很多人被仇敌利用来破坏神家，他自己不知道。
And there are a lot of people who are used by the enemy to bring harm to the house of God, and they don't even realize it.
说了那么多攻击破坏人的话。
And they say words that are harmful to the brothers and sisters.
说了那么多不信的话，没有信心的话，让人都软弱下去。
And they say words without faith, and they cause the multitude to lose faith.
我们有一次在二十多年前的中国。培训的时候
20 some years ago when we were in China for ministry,
我们都需要非常非常的小心
we need to be very, very careful.
但是你知道吗？我们另外一个团队，他们被人家冲啊，叫做冲，就是被公安抓去的，原因是因为弟兄姊妹出卖这个消息。
There were brothers and sisters in China who were taken into captivity because there were members within that church that betrayed them.
因为他觉得为什么你们可以参加，我却没被邀请，跑去告诉公安局。
And they felt like you guys were invited to this conference, and yet we were not allowed to go. So they went and reported to the authorities.
在有些地方弟兄姊妹不和的时候，有一批人去聚会，碰到大雨大雪。
And the group of brothers and sisters, they were not in one accord. So a group of them, when they were in a gathering, they were in the midst of a storm, great storm.
他们就到处说，你看这班人没有神的祝福，所以神阻止他们。
And so the people that couldn't go would say that this is a group of people that did not have the blessing of the Lord, so the Lord stopped them.
如果是自己的聚会碰到大雪大雨，就说有神祝福，所以仇敌攻击。
And when they face great storm, they says, "Oh, it is because God wants to bless us. There's blessings here. That's why the enemy wants to attack us."
就弟兄姊妹，你要知道，我们一不小心就可能被仇敌用我们的话，用我们所做的来破坏教会。
Brothers and sisters, please pay attention. Unknowingly, we allow our action and our words to bring harm to the house of the Lord.
所以我们接下来看，有一般的人，他们信靠神。而能够靠着主来经过来得胜。
And now we want to come and see that there are some who put the trust in the Lord, and they were greatly blessed by God and brought to victory.
义人必因信得生。
The just shall live by his faith.
这个不是得生命，而是得以活下去。Live by faith.
It is not
靠信心而活。
Not that they would sustain life, but they would live every single day of their lives by faith.
这句话是在哈巴谷先知哈巴谷最沮丧最灰心的时候因为神没有听他的祷告。
The prophet Habakkuk was praying at the very moment he realized that he was most distressed that he felt like God did not hear his prayers.
在他最绝望最灰心的时候他做了一个智慧的抉择。
At the moment where he was most distressed and he had a decision, he made a decision.
他不让自己埋怨不让自己沮丧不让自己对神怀疑他选择上到守望台站到高处直接看神对他如何回答。
And he did not want to cover himself in his own pain and his own sorrow and disbelief, but he decided, I'm going to go up to the watchtower and wait on the Lord, see what he will say.
这就是神给他的回答。
And this is God's response to him.
义人必因信得生。
And the just shall live by his faith.
环境并没有改变。
The circumstances may not change.
巴比伦人一样要来伤害神的百姓。
Babylon, the nation of Babylon is going to come and bring about destruction to the people.
但是底下开始了哈巴谷的赞美。
But it began with Habakkuk's praise.
他说：“我要因耶和华欢心， 因主我的神喜乐。
I will rejoice in the Lord our God who's delivered me.
弟兄姊妹，这叫信心。
Now, this is called faith.
信心不是一定要把难处解决。
A faith is not so that our difficulties would be removed.
信心不见得一定要让环境改变。
A faith doesn't mean our circumstances will change.
信心把我们整个人提升了，我先被改变了。
A faith allowed me to be elevated that I am first changed.
所以神没有改变哈巴谷的环境，但是神改变了哈巴谷这个人。
God did not change the circumstances that Habakkuk was facing, but he changed the person.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.